All right, so I want to start off today by talking about a little something different, more or less fighting those negative days, right? So how do you combat those days where you just don't feel like doing anything, right? And we all go through this. We're all human, right? We all go through these days where we're just like, look, I just don't feel like doing this today. Either your body's wore out, or your brain is tired, or you just like, hey, I'm mentally exhausted. I need a break. And you know my philosophy. Okay, so if anybody that's followed me and knows what I how I live and how I talk about things and how I go about things, is you know my philosophy is take a step forward each and every day, no matter if you feel like it or not. It doesn't have to be massive. Right? It doesn't have to be this massive change. And often people, they feel this burden, like this overwhelming weight on their shoulder that they just like, hey, I have to do this task that I've put forth and, or I've got this, this plan that I came up with and, we've, say you've been following me and you're like, hey, I want to make, I made this big plan. No, I have to execute it. I have to do this. I have to go through it every single day. Yes, you do have to make an act, take an action every single day, but you don't have to make it, this grand thing, and often we forget that. Like, even there's some days that there's some days that I'm just like mentally, I'm thinking, well, I'm having a creativity day. I'm having a block. I'm having one of those days where I'm just like, well, what do I mean, I know what I need to do. But here's the thing that really escapes and makes the difference for me, right? And I can tell you this because as I go through the week, what I do is I have an app on my phone. It's just a simple notepad app, right? It just is nothing special, right? You can do this with a notepad on your regular notepad. You write down on as long as you know where it's at, and you can always find it and you get to it, whatever the case may be. I happen to have a notepad app that I use, and also too, those really, really, really key things is here's how I use it, right? So let me just explain this. Is I'll go through, and if I think of something, if I run into something, I'm doing my task for the day or whatever through the week. And I run into something that I find is interesting, or something that I want to check out, or something that I want to do, then I go ahead and write it down in that notepad, right? Or if I have a great idea, I write down the notepad. I don't, as you know, I don't work on, I work on the vital few, not the trivial many. So I don't stop what I'm doing and start working on that because again, life can hit you very, very fast. And you want to change directions, and it just feels good at that time, right? You're just like, oh yeah, I need this little mental break. Well, you know what? I mean, it's best again to keep that same thought pattern to say, look, okay, well, I have an idea, I have, I have something I want to do, or whatever the case may be. Write it down, put it in your notepad, put it in your phone app, or get a phone app. I think it's Notepad or something in my phone or whatever. I have a Google phone, a Pixel phone, which is Android, right? So the point of it is then if I deem it that much more critical that I need to, it's like, hey, I'm going to finish up the rest of my task at a certain day, then I can actually check this out, right? As almost like a reward for myself, right? It's like a mental, you almost look at it like that, is like, hey, so it's almost like a reward. So how do you remember these things, right? Because now, again, you have life coming. You have life, going through life, and you're like, I'll get it tomorrow. I'll get it tomorrow. I'm not gonna do it. Whatever. Now what I do is I add those key things that I want to check out, as I'll put them in my Google Calendar, so that Google reminds me, right? So now I'm sure you can do the same thing with Apple or whatever the phone. What, technology these days, doesn't matter what you're using, the iCalendar or whatever the case. I'm not a i person, I'm not an Apple person, but sorry for those that are. Hey, look, hey, I'm not against it. I'm not whatever. I as a programmer naturally by trade, the world operates off of manufacturing word. Matter of fact, works off of Windows. So with that said, it's a Google Android type thing. It's not so much of a Apple. Well, and they all tie together after so long, right? So even this day and age, 2020, they're all kind of tying together. They're all using Word, they're all using Excel, whatever the case may be, not to get off topic. So point of it is, so when you're having one of those days where you're like, well, I'm just not creative. I don't have a creative day. And you may be having one of those days a day. I don't know, but and you may be thinking to yourself, well, I don't know how to get out of this rut. Or maybe you're in a rut. Maybe you're like in like I said, just one of those times where just like I just can't think of anything to do, that I want that's gonna take me to that next level or make me take a step forward, right? Then you as you're going through researching things, write this stuff down. You have great ideas. You just don't write them down. Everybody has great ideas. Everybody has an idea that they want to go after. And even if they start out with the idea not being optimal or perfect, if they start the idea, then generally it comes a lot more, there becomes a lot more clarity on what they actually need to do, right? So, and again, in this rolls down to the whole creativity process, and it rolls down to the whole thing. So this is more of a topic of how to fight that little demon that comes around, and you're like, I don't that lazy little excuse maker that says, hey, I can't, I'm just not creative today. I don't have it. Well, yeah, take a step forward though. Take a step forward each and every day, and do that by, again, using this little key tool that I'm talking about, this little hack, this little small thing. This is something I do. You may do it a different way. You may have a notepad. I also have a dry erase board. As you know, I talk about that sometimes as a dry erase board that I look at that remind me of the tasks that I need to do. But those are pretty standard. That's my weekly task. That's what I need to do. And then when I come down to it, as I'm doing my weekly task, I'm gonna have interests that pop up. I'm gonna have things that pop up. I'm gonna have people talk to me that say, hey, what about this? Or what about that? And then I might wanna dig into it and say, hey, that's cool. Or that's something I don't wanna do or do wanna do, but it's still a cool thing. And again, you create an idea off of that. You create a topic off of that. You create the write that down, put it in your notepad, store it away. Don't let that deter you from what you're doing that day. But use it and store it for those days that you're just like, hey, I don't really know. I don't really know what I'm, what today is supposed to be for, right? Or say, for instance, it's a Saturday or a Sunday or a Monday, whatever. Say it's your day to take off, right? Your day to relax a little bit. And you're just like, well, this is my day. It doesn't matter. I don't have to be creative. I don't have to take a step forward today. This is my day. Well, as you know, one day turns into 2 days. 2 days turns into 3 days, and it just cascades. And then you look at it. You have this big daunting task about, things that you need to do, and it's hard to really get out of that. So, because the more things build up, the more you don't want to do them, right? It's simple. So just go ahead and and when things pop up, just do them. Things pop up, do them. And that's how you do that. This is exactly what I'm talking about. When things pop up, when the idea pops up, write it down. Get it out your head. The best time for me, I can't describe this any better, but it's something about when I wake up the first of the morning. When I first wake up in the morning, my brain activity, for some reason, I just get a, like I do, I stretch and I basically kind of get my body moving or whatever the case may be. But I listen to like a motivational, not so much motivational, but something to kind of get my brain going. And then I take a silent time, right, where I think about what I need to do, right? And I this seems to be the best time for me to get ideas, things pop in my head, like problems I've been thinking about, I've been like can't solve. I just have problems going through life, and it just seems like things are just too much at the time. And I just can't get that one thing to work for me. I just seem to solve it in that 10 or 15 minute period of time. And it's like so this like embracing clarity that comes in. It's like, well, how did that, you're thinking to yourself, how did I, like, why didn't I think of that before? And then oftentimes, and I've done this myself, I said, no, I'll remember that later. But oftentimes, actually, just about 9 times out of 10, you're not going to remember that later. Or if you do remember it, you're not going to remember it as in depth of what you first thought of, right? You know, prime example, I mean, this notepad app, I guarantee you, I probably have at least 500 things in it where I write down. And I mean, all, and they're dated too, right? So this is, it's called Color Note. And I'm telling you the app that I use, it's called Color Note. And the cool thing about it is it migrates to your desktop. So if you ever want to like shift it and like save it and look at it on desktop, it's cool too. But this is a really, really, really cool thing. And I mean, I write everything down. If I have like a good, or if I just want to save a URL, if I want to come down and think about tips and tricks, I'm just reading a couple of them off right now. You know, I mean, like I said, I create a 6-day training funnel. Boom, I think that's out. That's done. That's been passed, right? That's one of the ones that I did. You know, just, and then I write down like the deep thoughts that I have too, because do you know how empowering deep thoughts are when you have them? Like that could really take you to the point where, let's just say you're having a rough day today, but you wrote down a deep thought that was really impactful, that was really powerful. It was really a powerful statement that you heard, or that it resonated with you really, really, really well, and it made you feel like you were just this, like you could take on the world at that point in time. You, like, if whatever happened, that was you, you could do this right now, you know, whatever that statement or thought was, and you wrote that down, right? Say you thought about it, you put it in your phone, you put it in this app, you put it on whatever piece of paper, and say you're having a rough day, and say you can turn to that one statement, that one phrase, that one thought, and then shift your whole body language, shift your whole thought pattern, shift everything about it, and turn that back into that powerful moment that you had. Think about that. Think how impactful that is in getting you out of that rut, that creativity day that you were having, that problem, you were struggling, you were having this big, deep, deep, deep problem with it, right? Think about that. Think about how just that one little thing, that one little shift could make that difference, could make you have a better day. Like I've heard this so many different times, how you start your day will often determine how your day goes, right? So I always start my day the same exact pattern, whereof I go down and, you know, I have like a set process I go through, right? But the same same purpose behind all that is getting this, you know, writing down these topics, these ideas, or whatever the case may be. And what it does is it starts streaming more creativity out of you. You start thinking about it differently. You start playing, you know, I mean, it brings out, you know, I mean, I'm like 40 years old, you know, the playful side of me is almost gone. You know, I've been bred to be this machine in life. You know, we're bred to be these machines in life where we go to work, we do what we're told, we do our task, we do our thing, we come home, we cook, we often come home, we get to watch a little TV if we're TV watchers, and either we cut on a box to watch a TV or we cut on our phone to watch a phone, and then that's it. And then we eat dinner, we go to bed, repeat the process. We're like almost machines, right? So we think about that. To get yourself out of that process, even if you're in that process, to break out and add an extra step to that to make you that much more better. And oftentimes it's little shifts of your thinking, little shifts of creativity, and it's a little bit each day that can take you that much more further in life, you know. And like I say, I don't know, it resonates with me so much because of the simple fact of how that little small thought, or that little small thing that I wrote down in a simple app on my phone, can make my whole day shift, or can make my a day later on in that month when I'm not feeling good, I'm not thinking about, I'm like having a rough day, I'm just like waking up like, man, this is not for me today, I just don't want to do this. And then I just turn it around, you know. I've heard this in the past where people do this right before they get on stage, and it really is a great thing for them. And I didn't really think nothing of it. You know, you hear that, you think, well, that's for them. Yeah, that's what they do. That's great for them. Okay, but then I did it, right? I actually And I didn't like do it out of conscious awareness, like conscious awareness. I just did it. I just said, that's a great idea. I need to write that down right now. That's a great idea. I need to write it down. What do I have? So I had an app on my phone. Boom, put it in the app. Done. Okay, move on to the next thing. Continue. Now, this could be, I could be literally shaving in the morning and think, oh, you know, have this great thought. I will stop what I am doing. Write it down in the app. And then continue. That is how impactful and that is how driven this focus can be and help you in into helping you, you know, move forward each and every day, right? We're all going to have bad days. We're all going to have good days. We're all going to have days that are just like, eh, they're okay. Point of it is you need those little points of little hacks and things that you can do to make the creativity pop out, to make you a better person. Than just like people start wondering, how'd you do that? You know, how did you shift that? Or maybe even you look back on, you know, a month from now or whatever the case may be, if you start doing this and you're like, how did I do that? You know, and it's just those little small things like that people don't pay attention to, that people don't do. You know, people don't do. What is 5 minutes of your time to write down something that is really important to you? If you got to wake up 5 minutes earlier in the morning to start your day, just so it doesn't affect your rest of your day, to have that moment, you know, maybe you start off and you don't, you know, you don't have that. But me personally, I have like some headphones or something I put on in the morning, like Beats or something, so it's completely quiet. Nobody, it doesn't disturb anybody in the house. And I have these thoughts, right? So, because I'll either listen to an Audible book or I listen to, you know, maybe it's a motivational day or something like that. Or maybe it's something just to get my blood going, you know, just sort of to wake me up and say, look, this is you. This is your power. This is your day, right? And, you know, and that often strikes that little bit of, oh, that's how that works, right? I could have had a problem the day before that I just couldn't figure out. And then I just think about it and I'm like, oh, well, that's what I should do. And oftentimes I take action on that very thought and it just excels and it just works and things are, and you think back of it like, what if I wouldn't have wrote that down? You know what I mean? What if I, you know, and that was that, like, just think at all the things that we've done in the past that we didn't write down that we thought, well, hold on now, you know, I could do that. I thought about that or whatever the case may be, but you didn't take action, right? Action beats inaction every single day of the week, right? We've all heard that statement. This is one of those hacks that help you with that. So not to get too far into that, I just wanted to again, this is like my therapy, right? Talking to a microphone and then, you know, expressing my thoughts behind what is driving and helping me, what that can help other people, right? I get absolutely nothing out of doing a podcast. It doesn't help me at all, besides the simple fact of the therapy behind it and talking to a microphone. Now, with all that said, this does help you, and it helps other people when it reaches them, you know, whether it be now or 10 years from now. This could be something that could really, really resonate with somebody and help them, right? Because what we do often, we look for that immediate ROI. And you don't have to have that immediate ROI as long as you are moving forward, you're taking action, you're doing something to make something better. If you're adding value in the world will value you. I promise you. You will start to see it more and more each and every time. So think about that, and think about if you're having one of those days where you're just not creative, you're having one of those creative blocks, and you're just having one of those, or even you're not motivated at all, whatever the case may be. Like, use this process. Help, like, literally go through and just, like, it's just that simple. Like, take your best time of day. Your best time of day might be night. My best time of day is in the morning. I do it then. Sometimes in the middle of the day, I have a great thought. Boom, write it down. Same thing. It's very few in between that I have a great idea in the middle of the day, but I do. But the most of the time, it's in the morning. Right, so think about that, and like I say, your time might be a different time. Some of us are different, right? Some of us are morning thinkers, and some of us are evening thinkers. Some of us are midday thinkers. Some of us are, but you only have so many problems you can figure out during the day. So work on the vital few, and don't worry about the trouble many. put them aside, write them down, get them in your, in a, that way you can maintain. And again, tie that in with your, something to remind yourself, like a Google reminder, Google Calendar or iCalendar or something to remind you to revisit that and to get back in that state that you were in, right? So I know this has been 20 minutes and I really do appreciate everybody listening, and I hope this resonated and helped you with that particular task. And if it did, you know, hey, share this with somebody that you feel like it would help, right? This is why I do it, right? This is not because of anything else. It's just to help people and help grow and mentally, you know, and think about what you're doing. And like I say, if it just helps you that one little bit, it's going to help you excel. All right, so we'll see you guys on the next one.